I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Is Sudan finally on the brink of peace? We'll learn more in a moment. And short-term mission trips are going virtual. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Sudan's government has reached a peace agreement with the Sudan Revolutionary Front, a coalition of rebel groups from Darfur and other regions in the country. The agreement will end a civil war that has raged since 2003 and has killed 300,000 people in Darfur alone. Todd Nettleton, a Voice of the Martyrs, USA.
This agreement should, at least in theory, pave the way for peaceful coexistence within Sudan and hopefully a nation that's not focused on fighting against others within its borders can focus instead on development and on moving forward.
Can lasting peace really come out of such a bloody conflict?
There are some questions about, okay, how did this happen? How did all these people get in the same room? But I think there does seem to be momentum towards civilian rule in Sudan.
Sudanese Christians suffered during the civil war, but Nettleton says this agreement won't solve all their problems.
There is still a level of family persecution, a level of cultural persecution for someone who was born in a Muslim family and makes the decision, I'm going to follow Jesus Christ.
Please pray lasting peace will come to Sudan and that Christians will have more freedom to proclaim the gospel. From Sudan to Nigeria, an uptick in Boko Haram violence killed more than 50 soldiers and aid workers in recent weeks. They've also kidnapped dozens of women and children. 11 years of terrorist violence in Nigeria, largely at the hands of Boko Haram, has displaced more than 3 million people. Now Boko Haram is expanding its reach. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
They have always worked as a terrorist group, but now they want to capture territory. Boko Haram would love to have a caliphate. I don't know that they've been able to cobble together the organizational know-how to do it yet, but they've effectively begun the process.
Boko Haram follows the tenets of radical Islam. As such, Christians are high on the hit list.
They'll attack these villages, burn them down, blow up churches, kill Christians that might be walking around the street.
Along with praying, please share this story online to help spread the word.
We need to raise our voice and let people know this is happening. Sharing these stories on social media is part of it because they're getting drowned out by everything else.
You can also send tangible help through Open Doors.
So if these sorts of things stir your heart, I encourage people to adopt a project where they're practically doing something in that region.
And did you know you can go on an international mission trip right from home? E3 Partners virtual mission trips connect you or your group with a mission team, and together you spend several days engaging with missionaries in another country, going on virtual prayer walks, learning the culture, and supporting their needs. Claudia Adame is E3 Partners Executive Vice President of Mission Support.
The one we did to Greece recently, we had a pretty sizable group. Some of them were from a particular church and a couple of other ministries. But I tell you, this team totally fell in love with our local missionaries there and got to know his family, and they are still in communication.
As for the future of E3's virtual missions,
we believe that this is a keeper. God is showing us, you know, he took us outside of the norm and that compelling call to continue the vision and the practice of the Great Commission, saying this is just going to look different right now. So we have found that this is a way to engage a lot more people, to engage whole families. Those that give and pray and support missions in other ways, they can actually experience this.
E3 Partners has several virtual mission trips coming to Nigeria, North India, Honduras, and Greece. To join, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org for ways to help keep us on the air. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.